Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. David Orman.
And I am Lisa Lytle.
And you're listening to yet another show of Nine to Fine. This week's topic is a unique one, as they all are, but it's an introduction to Taoism. Many people may not know the term, may not know the specifics, if there actually are any, but they live their life in a way that would be characterized as Taoist. And we're here to discuss what is Taoism, how it can improve your life, and how to, if it speaks to you, add it to your life.
Well, I would have to defer to you on this topic, obviously. So I'm just as curious as I'm sitting on it. I mean, I know a little bit. I've read some books about it, but I don't delve nearly as deeply as David does into this topic. So,
well, Taoism is a philosophy. It's not a religion, so it fits into anyone's life. And it could be as complex or as simple as you wish it to be. When you look at the term Tao or Taoism, it's spelled T, as in Tom, A-O, and pronounced the Taoism. And the term, it literally means the way, which is quite misleading because there isn't a way, there is your way. And when you find out what your way is and your style and your calling and your passion and your everything and listen to it, things start to open up. Life becomes magical, so to speak.
So I am a Taoist. By default.
Let me give you the opposite of what Taoism is. Here's a cookbook. Here's a system. And everyone should follow it. And here are the rules to live a happy life. And here are the rules to eat. And here are the rules to live to follow a career. And here are the rules for this. And here are the rules for that. And everybody should follow it or else. That would be the opposite of what Taoism talks about. And when you read some of the books on Taoism, they can be a little complicated. The most famous one, of course, is the Tao Te Ching. But I've had the great good fortune of having various people in my life who are, how do I say this? They are, they're mentors, all right, but they're also Cliff Notes people.
And
you're one of them, by the way. And what they have a habit, an incredible, not even a habit, it's a gift of doing, is taking things that are very complicated and big and long and shortening it, getting to the short, sweet heart of the matter. And for one of the things about Taoism is that what is your heart saying? What is it that you wished that you can do? You have one day to live. What would you do? You're given a check for $1 billion. The catch is you have to do whatever it is that you wish that brings you the ultimate happiness. Not just a little happiness, but the ultimate in terms of happiness. And when you answer those questions, and there are a million one variations of it, but when you answer those questions that you should be incorporating into your life, that is the thing that is calling to you. That's the reason why you're here.
It's kind of interesting because I think any time you are in a long-term relationship with others, whether that be work or home, you know, married couple, it's irrelevant. I think David and I have recognized that this has occurred for us and kind of dealing with it in an interesting way. But one of the things that happens is you start to take on traits or personalities similar to the people you spend most of your time with. You start to kind of absorb some of their habits, behaviors. And
you're talking about Leave It, aren't you?
I am. I'm talking about Leave It, which is David. And, you know, as soon as we recognize, like, oh, wait, that's really...
That's your way. That's
it's his way or it's my way. And really acknowledging and embracing that individual person's way of doing things, that's when we really, to me, that Taoism at its finest, and that's how I choose to live. And as soon as, you know, I recognize, like, hey, wait, that's, you know, David's way. It's not mine. And I want to go back to doing it the way that I would. True happiness really settles in. You know, it's amazing once you pull back and you really, it reminds me of the movies where they ask the simple question, you know, how do you like your eggs? And the woman who's been married, or
runaway bride.
Yeah, and she couldn't remember how she liked her eggs. She always liked the eggs the way the current suitor liked them, whether it was scrambled or over easy. And, you know, she put them all out on the counter one day and tasted them all and finally made the decision for herself. I like them XYZ, you know, however that was. And it sounds like a silly example, but it is so deep if you really look at it. And really being clear of what it is that drives your life forward, and then being true to yourself. It's empowering.
And one of the ways that is, a part of Taoism, of course, involves Tai Chi, Qigong. You'll see things like acupuncture. Help me out here. What else? Feng Shui is another one. There are probably about a dozen others that aren't coming to mind right now. But one of the simple movements that you see a lot in Tai Chi is if you held your arms out in front of you, so your palms are facing outward, and act as if you're pushing, maybe pushing against the wall that's moving, and then pull back and pushing against the wall. And it sort of has a wave-like action to it. One, I've never read this anywhere, but I suspect that one of the things that the great masters of old did was in that particular movement, they hid something incredibly valuable. And the thing that was valuable is that it was a reminder to live from the back, to live from the bigger portion of you, not just the front of the brain where all the drama and all the theater and all the noise is happening. It's when you imagine or you pull your energy or your awareness from the front of the brain to the back of the brain. And what I often tell a lot of my students in martial arts is imagine that your consciousness or your awareness was in the center of your spine. And when you do that, and you can do that with one breath, all of a sudden things get incredibly quiet and incredibly still. And a lot of times, when you're able to get quiet and when you're able to get still, you'll hear a phrase. You'll hear a word, you hear a sentence. And I'm not going to make anything magical or mystical about it. It's not like, you know, Darth Vader voice or, you know, the guy who does the insurance commercial. Yeah, with the low deep voice. It's your own voice. It's you. It's the bigger part of you. And it'll give a phrase or it'll give a word or an inspiration, or you'll get a feeling which you maybe translate would be the good word, into, oh yeah, I know what that means. I should go, or it would behoove me to go or do or not do or not go, and then fill in the blank. And when you can live your life that way, that is the ultimate in Taoism, but that's the ultimate in happiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have a minute here, so I'm going to do one of my favorite both breathing and visualization methods that's used in Taoism. And there are, if you imagine three circles, and the first circle is, and this is in the center of your body, is in between your eyes. And that circle is a brilliant white color. And the second circle is in between your, like where the heart is. And that circle is a brilliant purple circle. And the last circle is in the groin area, and again, in the middle of the body, and that is a golden area. And they say at the core, the groin area is where you connect with the world. You know, you deal with finances, you deal with your neighbors, you deal with mowing the lawn, whatever the case may be. And the second area, the heart area, is where you deal with your passions and things that really mean things, something special to you. And the last area between the eyes is where you deal with your spiritual life. And when you can, with each breath, align those circles and light up those colors, the answers to your issues, concerns, problems, challenges, etc., come forth. We could do this for 12 hours, and I'm all excited. You've been listening to another Doc Wellness 9 to Find show with Dr. David Orman and Lisa Lytle. Until next week, have a wonderful time.